All right, let's talk some cricket. The Sheffield Shield season starts on Saturday, if you don't mind. Starts this weekend in South Australia. The hub, the bubble for cricket is in South Australia, Adelaide, for the first couple of games. And Peter Siddle will be flying in from Tasmania. Doesn't even have to quarantine these days because he picked the right state to live in during a COVID crisis. And he joins us on the line. Good morning, Sids.
Good morning, guys.
Now, we're sitting here very much locked down at the moment. How much joy are you getting from being able to move around freely in life?
Without rubbing it in, it obviously has been quite good. But, I've tried to keep it pretty low-key when talking to friends and family back home in Melbourne, that's for sure.
It's a good plan. So you don't have to quarantine. You can fly straight in from Tassie on the weekend.
Yeah, so there's no restrictions pretty much for every other state. New South Wales had a little bit, I think. For us, it was pretty much just a couple of days of sort of self-isolation in Tassie, yep. In Hobart, just before we go. Had a test yesterday. That's about it, which is very handy.
Good stuff. Now, last time we spoke to you, you were in quarantine with an exercise bike and Netflix going berserk. How did you go getting out of that, and how have you found life in Tassie building up to this Sheffield Shield season?
I got out of that pretty quick. Don't worry about that. As soon as I get back into the real world, I made the most of it. But obviously it has been enjoyable down here. Obviously there was the lockdown back home. I got out at the right time, like you said. But preparation's been going well, and now it's just an exciting time that we're actually going to finally play some cricket. I think that's been the biggest drag in the last couple of months, has just been, when are we going to be playing? What's going to be happening? But now it's right upon us now.
So with you going across, you play on Saturday against Queensland. So will you then stay in South Australia because you've got all those back-to-back games? Do you get to go back and come forward? How will it work out over that sort of those period of matches?
Yeah, so everyone's he's based over there for the whole time. So for the full 5 weeks. Everyone's based in Adelaide. The gaps in between games, the breaks, we just stay there. So the easiest way to keep everyone as safe as possible or as COVID-free as possible so we can get the whole, not the whole series, but get all those games underway and played. So, stay there. Just get a heap of cricket in, no bad weather, and we just want to be playing. So fingers crossed that's the case.
Not really part of the plan, was it? I mean, you went to be bowling on Belrive with the branches on the pitch and doing all that sort of stuff. You're going to play on roads over in South Australia.
No, mate. Haven't you seen what South Australia dish up the last couple of years? Green wickets for their seam bowlers. So it's nearly like playing a home game going over to Adelaide.
Okay.
And playing on the wickets over there. So the old days it used to be flat and the road, but over the last sort of 5-6 years, nice green wickets with plenty happening. So, as you know, over the years, the green wickets sometimes haven't been my most favourable. I've actually done better on the harder wickets. So it doesn't really matter what gets rolled out.
True, because it will be interesting where you're playing, because essentially there's one that's sort of in the parklands, one of the grounds, and then there's the sort of the Adelaide Oval, second oval, and then Adelaide Oval. Have you had a bit of a sort of reconnaissance mission across there, or does anyone really know what you're going to get standard-wise when it comes to the pitches, or are you fairly confident that it'll be okay?
No, that'll be fine. So pretty much that Park 25 they talk about, it's at the back of Karen Roll. So it's similar to like the Junction Ovals is the Karen Rolton, and then they did up all these grounds around it that we'll be playing on. But for me, it's sort of like a home game because they're the grounds that we actually prepare for when I'm over there preparing for the strikers in the season. So,
of course.
I've played on these grounds. I've done loads of fielding. And to be fair, the actual one that is Park 25, and we play three of our four games on it, Tasmania, is... it's actually a really nice ground. It is just a genuine club ground, but it's a beautiful outfield, great wicket. So, other than having the stands and the fence going around it, it's going to be good for cricket.
You sort of feel like it's half an eye playing cricket. You get the afternoon tea, you put it out on a park bench, and you sort of got to get a chair to put the cordial on. That's what it feels like when you're saying Park 25.
It's going to feel like that, yeah, that's for sure. I think it will feel a bit different. And, yeah, it's probably going to be a little, stand-up shade area where we can, eat our afternoon tea and everything. But I think, to be able to get in cricket and start playing, obviously a lot of credit goes to Adelaide for being able to, get this all together and being able to accommodate us all at this stage. And like I said, all the boys around the country just want to start playing. So any way we can do it, and this is the best way to start off.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it starting. For our Tassie audience, as you know, we've got a good crew down in Tassie that like to listen to the program, and we think that's magnificent. Who's impressed you most, Sid, with in the build-up, in the preparations for this Sheffield Shield season? Who would be looking out for?
I think it's been exciting that the whole group, just the way they go about it and how they've prepared, it was great to walk into. But I think a couple of guys, obviously Nathan Ellis, who we saw a lot of throughout the Big Bash last year, bowling superbly for the Hurricanes and finished the season well with the red ball. I think, just watching him develop and spending a lot of time with him, just exciting, I think, to see a guy just wanting to learn and do well. So I think, he'll do well. From the bowler point of view, and if I have to pick a batter, I'll probably have to say Benny McDermott. Just watching him. Obviously, he's played a lot of white ball and represented Australia in the white ball, but he's still trying to find his way in with the red ball and how he wants to play. And he's looked superb in the nets and in the practice game. So another player that, I think those two are probably going to be the two that to keep an eye on throughout this these first four games.
Well, it's going to be a great season. The new ball in your hand in new colours. Have you put them on yet? Do you know what they look like on, the green and the yellow and little bit of red?
I did a little photo shoot the other day. So, it was different putting them on. Obviously the Tassie green is a bit different than the Vic's blue. So, a little bit different. But, looking forward to getting them on and playing alongside the boys, and taking that new ball with Birdie should be good fun.
Well, we hate Queensland because we're Victorians in cricket. That's what we do. We just hate Queensland. So we are more than happy for you to do some damage with Big Bird with a new rock on the weekend, the Open the Shield season. We appreciate your time as always, Sid. Good luck. We'll be watching with great interest.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much. Talk soon.
Good stuff. Peter Siddle with us playing for Tasmania. I'm still not comfortable. I know it's stupid, but it still doesn't make sense to me that he's there. Doesn't it? Just doesn't.
It doesn't make any sense. But that's okay. We could, unfortunately, from a Victorian perspective, we just got to live with it.
No, that's true. True. Now we should also send our absolute best and cheerios and congratulations to the Australian women's cricket team who swept the Rose Bowl series yesterday, in fairly emphatic fashion, it must be said. Whitey, 5 for 325.
Yeah,
the girls put on batting first.
5 for 3-2. So those 5 for 3-2-5 without Lanning and Perry.
Yeah. Rachel Haynes was magnificent with 96. Alyssa Healy, 87. Annabelle Sutherland, 35. Ash Gardner, 34 off 20, went Wooshka late. Beth Mooney came in and went Wooshka with 29 off 19. Talia McGrath, 29 off 11, if you don't mind. So 325 was a big score to chase down. They just fell short, the Kiwi women. 93 they made. 93. That's not a very good challenge, is it? They're way too good, the Aussies. And they bring up win number 21 in a row, equaling Ricky Ponting's 93 team. Was it 93? No, 2003. 13. Well, 2003. 2003 it was. Yeah, I knew there was a 3 in there.